Sydney's best breakfast. 2GB.
So detectives are putting together the puzzle of Joel Couchy. They want to know as much as they can about the Bondi killer. He took the lives of innocent people. We're told that the 40-year-old is from Queensland, but over the past couple of years, he had no fixed address. He was first diagnosed with a mental illness at the age of 17, and he has schizophrenia. He was obsessed with knives. His parents were so concerned about his fixation on knives that they took them away from him. 3 years ago, Joel Couchy left a scathing online review of a Queensland knife business called A Wicked Edge Sharpening. He wrongly claimed that the business ruined his knives when he took them in to be repaired. In an online review, he wrote, "Dealing with this business has been a nightmare for me. I put in two knives, one of which is pretty expensive to be sharpened, and he blunted them both. I made sure that I clearly, repeatedly, and correctly gave all the instructions when I put them in, and he blunted them." So that's the online review from a few years ago. Now, we've spoken to the owner of that business, who tells us that Joel Couchy seemed not quite right. Recently, the killer had been based in Sydney. He'd hired a small storage unit in the inner city suburb of Waterloo. He was active on social media. In late 2020, he told the Outdoor Adventures Facebook group, "I'm looking for groups of people who shoot guns, including handguns, to meet up, chat with, and get to know." He was also posting messages in other Facebook groups wanting to go surfing and travelling. Police believe he was also a male escort. Joel Couchy was advertising those services online, and in the profile it said, "I'm an athletic, good-looking guy. I can do romantic or anything you desire." He offered dozens of closed-door services, which are too graphic to reveal here. We've also heard from Queensland Police. Officers have been with Joel Couchy's family since Saturday night, and the family saw the footage of the attack on TV, and they called the police to say, "I think that that's our son." Here's Assistant Queensland Commissioner Roger Lowe.
The family have cooperated with the Queensland Police Service, and they are issuing a statement on their behalf with respect to their own condolences and thoughts to the family and friends of those victims involved in this tragedy. Equally, they have sent a message to the New South Wales Police Force with respect to support of the police officer who has killed their son and expressing their concerns for her welfare.
Yeah, Queensland Police, they say they never arrested or charged him with any criminal offence, and we're told that Joel Couchy was not in regular contact with his parents. They live in Toowoomba, and neighbours there say the last time they saw Joel was about 2 months ago. He was banging on the front door of his parents' house wanting to be let inside. They say the door never opened. We don't know whether his mum and dad were home at the time. His parents say in a statement, "We're absolutely devastated by the traumatic events that occurred in Sydney. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families and friends of the victims and those still undergoing treatment. We have no issues with the police officer who shot our son. She was only doing her job to protect others." They say, "We hope that she's coping all right. Joel's actions were truly horrific, and we're still trying to comprehend what has happened."